people have trouble with spirits or ghosts. So I have a friend who has a great deal of trouble with them. Is there some karma that makes you magnet for those forces?
Yeah, they get attracted to you or something.
Is there anything to do about it if that happens to you?
No, you just take his name. So when such things happen, you just remember our Lord Jesus Christ driving out the legions, the spirit from one's body. There's a funny story about certain things, that how simple thing is, but see how much concerned he is for everybody. We were traveling long, many years ago. Baba and myself, two were there, only two. There were other mandali also, but what happened is that in those early years, we all used to travel by third class. Very rough journeys and all that. Then came in the fold some rich Baba lovers. That's how it all, the genesis of it is this. And then they felt that Baba is traveling with such hardship and all that, it's best that he should travel in a higher class, so they could afford. So they said, Baba, we'll pay for your first class and all that. So then the Baba says, I can't travel alone because I need to have somebody to interpret or anything. They said, no, anyone first. So Eresh was there. So that was the day when we were traveling in a first-class carriage. It was the time of the Britishers at the time. British rule was there with us. So naturally, their officers, first class was naturally meant for the Britishers or those who can afford, very rarely, Indians. Because the officers would be traveling with their families and this and that and all that stuff. So here we are in a first-class carriage, traveling long distance, and Baba is by my side. I'm sitting quietly, and in that carriage there was a couple, British couple, young couple. He must be an officer or something like that. So we just keep quiet. There's nobody. Baba is silent, and we just while away time by remaining silent. Baba is with Baba, and I'm just looking here and there. Unfortunately, we are not near the window to look outside or anything. We are facing them. So time and again, my eyes turn towards the girl, the lady. And to my surprise, I found her all the time staring at Baba. And she kept quiet. Again I look, and she's again still staring at her. So on his own, Baba asks me in gestures, has she got anything to ask me? Ask her. So I turned to her and I said, lady, do you wish to ask anything from my elder brother? He's asking you. Do you have anything to ask him? So she smiles and says, yes. Unknown, strangers. So Baba then, when she said yes, then Baba says, yeah, ask. I said, he says, he's asking you to ask. So very shyly she says, you know, my husband is here, and he's an officer, government officer, and he has a job, and he has to tour a lot all over the country. And naturally I have to also be on tour. I also tour. So I says, fine, good. You can see sites and places and all that. Yeah, that's all right. But what happens is, I have found that time and again, I noticed one thing, that snakes follow me. Now see, of all the things that she is asking, it's just this, something petty. When Baba himself says, have you got anything to ask? And I have got a great fright of snakes. Is there any remedy for it? So I said, sure, there is a remedy. Yeah. What is that? He says, when you go now to the next station where you are going to get down, which is a big city, go to a shop and get a locket and wear it around your neck. But inside that little cavity of the locket, what you do is, take an eggshell, burn it, and put the ash in it. Then you won't get the snakes following you, and your snake fright will be over. What a lost opportunity. But it must have happened. She must have done it, and she must have benefited by it.
Yeah. What kind of egg?
Eggshell.
Any kind of eggshell?
Fowl eggs.
Right.
Yeah. Is that good for any snakes around your house?
I heard that.
Yeah. She had that fright because snakes would follow. Wherever she would go, there would be a snake there.
Yeah, is it also good for snake repellent, or is it just is it just for the fright, or is it for the snake repellent? Is it really good?
It repels the snake. It will repel the snake.
It was good for her.
Anybody or just for her?
Well, for anybody, we have heard this, that the snake doesn't like the smell of the burnt shells, eggshells.